Hello, this is Randall.
Hey Randall, it's Tyler over at Cardiff. How we doing?
I'm doing just fine, just sitting there eating lunch.
There you go. There you go. I'll make this quick for you. I spoke with my underwriters there, and I think we're gonna push for the equipment program. It's gonna have much better terms, much better rate attached to it. It's gonna probably make more sense for you on the business side there for you. So for us to proceed there, do you guys remember the one page apps I had you and Sherry fill out there? You just had to like put your signature and basic information.
I'm sure Sherry remembers it more than I do. She just told me where to sign. She's
Okay.
sitting here next to me eating lunch too, so she'll be heading to the house for a little bit. So you're going to be resending the one page that thing.
Yeah, so I'm going to shoot you the equipment one. It's almost the identical same thing, but it'll just be the equipment version. Were you able to get that invoice or quote there today?
No, I told the guy, I said if I hadn't gotten an email by lunchtime, I would call you back. I knew he wasn't going to send me an email. I'll have to hammer him. So as soon as I get through eating, I'll hammer him. If I have to, I'll go up there and press to go ahead and get it done. The thing is that they called the people who financed the equipment and told them that they were going to sell the equipment if they didn't get the money that I owed them, which is like $900 or something like that. They didn't need to do all that. All they need to do is call me and say, "Hey, I'm tired of seeing your equipment up there. Come over and pay your bill and get the equipment off." So now since they're all time sensitive and they need to get their money and yada yada yada, I think what I'm gonna do is go up there and talk to them and get the thing. So that's gonna be my mission right after lunch is to hammer that out.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I'm gonna shoot this the email over. It'll just have the application attached. Same thing. If you and Sherry just fill out the basic information there, and then the wet signature. We should be able to get this submitted if you can get that quote invoice over, and see if we can get you in on some of those programs. It'll definitely benefit you
See,
guys.
so with it being equipment finance route, that means that we should be able to do longer terms than 2 years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The term lengths are anywhere from 2 to 5 years there on the equipment. So it's a much longer term. Rates are much more attractive too there for you. So it's a win-win for you.
So then the question is, it's obvious you have to have the paperwork to kind of make it fall in that category, and that's what I'm going to be working on. But the question is, if we wanted to do a little bit more than what that invoice said to do, it's going to be kind of hard to do that, isn't it?
Well, the good part is it actually won't. We already have you approved on the capital side, and if we can get you approved on the equipment, it goes down as separate programs. So if you guys wanted to look at possible capital options, it actually will allow you to free up a lot more than what you would have had if you had to put the equipment under the working capital. So keeping it separate actually opens up a lot more doors for you.
And then, but the thing is by keeping it separate, though, the other one, which is the capital loan, is going to be on terms that are not quite as user-friendly.
Yeah, compared to the equipment, yes, which is why we want to shoot there for the equipment programs, just because it will make a lot more sense there for the engine you're looking to bring on, for the terms and the rate. And then I think you mentioned to Jeremiah, you were looking to maybe bring on a few more employees or expanding the business there. So if you did need some capital there for payroll and operations there for the first part of that, it's definitely something we can look at and explore there. Because once we get the approvals on both sides, they can break down all the terms and programs there, and we can see what makes sense there for you.
I see. Well, we'll do one. We'll just take it one step at a time, and that'll be fine. And I guess then that if it's done as an equipment deal, then what happens then is they get the truck fixed, but the check is made directly payable to them, and instead of me getting money to give to them, you're just giving them money.
Correct, correct.
Yeah, the money goes straight to them. Well, that's fine. So here's the other deal is that one of our first talks to them, they said, well, somewhere between 20 and 30,000. So they did not give me a definitive number right on the front end. Well, what happens if they what happens if they submit an estimate and it's coming in at 30,000?
Yeah.
But then only 25 is needed. I guess what happens is that, see, when they submit the estimate that I'm trying to get right now, it is just an estimate. They're going to be estimating it high.
Of course.
Just because. And so, but if it comes in $5,000 or $7,000 or $8,000 less, then does that mean that we just restructure it to just accommodate?
Exactly.
I see. All right, well, that's good. That's what I need to know before I go talk to them.
Yeah, so when you get, you know, we'll give you the rough estimates based off of that, you know, so you know what you're working with, and then as soon as you get the actual one, they just reassess it, make sure that it all still adds up and lines up, and we kind of go from there. But, you know, just getting the approvals, just to see what programs we will have available to you, it kind of will make the rest of the process here much, much, much smoother.
Good. All right, well, as soon as I finish eating and get some tools to the guys, I'll go over there and get an international phase.
Okay.
And get what we need going.
Perfect. Yeah, I'm going to get this email going and attach the new applications there for what we would need. And as soon as you can get that back over with the estimate quote there that they hopefully will give you today, if we can get that by the end of the day, get you in submitted, I would say Tuesday, we should probably have answers there for you. Either the end of Wednesday or at the latest Thursday morning, and we'll be able to discuss both the equipment and capital programs there that might be available for you.
Very good. All right, Tyler, I appreciate the phone call. I'll follow through sweetly on my end.
Sounds good, Randall. We'll be in touch. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
Bye.